up, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. We are live broadcasting out here in Floss Scandalous. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up and chop up game with us. We're going to have a real good conversation, some real good dialogue tonight. Let me put on some of my Mackin music so we can get into the game. And let me introduce my lovely lady co-host right now. Right here on Ism Radio, we have Miss Chris in the house. How are you, Miss Chris?
Hello, I am good.
And Miss Chris is real sore today because she's been working out.
Yes.
Strenuously.
A new regimen. It's the worst.
And we have sexy Sarah in the house. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, y'all. I'm doing good.
Sarah has on a pink hoodie, looking like she's about to bust a freestyle about her womb.
Like she has it cold in here.
It feels good. I got my shoulder out.
Sarah looks like a freestyle rapper at the Women's March. She's gonna start rapping about her breasts.
Did you go? Matty Ice.
I know. Cootie Catty Ice.
Did you go to the Women's March?
Yeah, I did.
No. I'm not a feminist. No.
Chris, did you go to any of the marches?
I had to work, so I didn't get to go.
Yeah, they had the women, the Million White Women March.
Yeah. I wasn't down with that.
It smelled like pumpkin spice and rhubarb.
Oh, you went?
Hell no.
I didn't go.
Oh, Lord, no. But no, it was just interesting. I just find the Women's March interesting because, you know, you have so many issues where, you know, black people are getting attacked and harmed, and when that distribution of mistreatment is going to seep down to other people, now everybody wants to march and protest and say something.
What they say was 165 million?
Yo, man. Was it that many people? They were out there in the streets happy. And I'm like, well, shit, hold your own nuts. Black folks, don't you take your ass out there.
And they were out there,
out there buck dancing it up.
And then, you know, Ashley's judge, her famous speech.
Yeah, what was
stolen from a black woman.
Of course. Because what was her speech about? It was like she was saying something about, what was it about?
She get on my nerves.
She was using had the Negro dialect in there. They all get on stage with the Negro dialect, trying to sound like Sojourner Truth. And she, right,
so
Ashley.
You had Alicia Keys out there too, protesting hard.
Oh yeah, we always jumping out there for everybody.
I'm so sick of it. I don't even say nothing no more. It's like whatever.
Exactly.
I'm just like, over it.
Everybody got to hold your own nuts, but black folks, we got to stop jumping in front of the Klan. That's what I call it. You're jumping in front of the Klan. Every time the Klan is about to get that work, it's always some black person saying, "No, leave him alone and forgive him." And we got
not all white people.
No, all white people ain't bad. We can change them by love. It's that type of talk. Man, what's going on in the chat room, family? The phone number is 818-850-5404. Now, Chris, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. What didn't I do? No, I just, I feel so, it always feels so weird coming back after like a week. And I'm like, what did I do? I like was working out and then I was trying to do some videos and work on my book. And my boyfriend's stressing me out.
Uh-oh, what's Matty Ice?
Girl, that's what? Like every other week.
What's Matty Ice doing?
It's just the long distance thing. It's just, some people just, there's no communication. That's a relationship. And we just keep, like, where he's on a different page, I'm on a different page, I'm doing this, he's working, our schedules don't align.
So what do you think the ultimate goal is with your Caucasian beau?
I don't know anymore. I don't know.
Yo, I mean, it's long distance. Y'all can't keep doing that long distance thing, and Matty Ice ain't trying to come out here.
He might.
He be going to see other.
I know. He's in Thailand.
Thailand. Yeah, I know. And somewhere
he'll
else.
Take his ass to Peru somewhere to get tricked off, but he won't come see his
boo-thang. His little chocolate drop.
His little chocolate boo-thang.
He used to realize I am. Do you see me? I'm so hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She's a hot thing. You need to get you a colored man. That's what you need because Trump is in office now. So hell, These white dudes are going and getting them Asians. I did a show about that Sunday. I talked about that Sunday.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that? Oh, I broke that down. That's.
It was like 2 hours long.
It was 3 hours. I did a long. I was breaking this shit down.
It was long. I was like, what?
Yeah, Maddie Ice is getting some some Maddie some Rice. Some rice. Maddie Ice some is getting the rice.
He did date an Asian girl.
Of course he did. Yeah. Of course he did.
He says I look Arabian.
He what?
He says I look Arabian.
Well, that's what he says in his mind. Like, okay. I'm fucking an Arab, not a Negro. You know, that's what he can justify in his mind.
I totally agree.
Yeah, let you say something crazy. Arabs become sand niggas after a while.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Yeah, you need to, you know, get you a nice color.
I just
man.
Don't want to start dating again. That's like the worst.
Why don't you just have fun and enjoy being 26?
Nope. That's the worst times of my life is when I've been single. I just can't handle it.
So you just got to be in a relationship.
It's just boring.
We're gonna find you a nice sturdy brother. We're gonna make him light skinned to make you comfortable.
Make him pass.
I know, we'll make him pass. Yeah. Drake, Texas.
Or Shamar Moore.
I know. Shamar Moore. Oh Lord. Shamar. Shit. He'll
like
fight.
Black women though.
Shamar. Yeah, he likes sisters, right? Yeah. That nigga like himself. That nigga stay in the fucking mirror. Shamar Moore be in the mirror on your ass. Boy.
Yeah. That's the nigga
Shamar Moore's the kind of nigga he can't even drink a glass of water. He'll look at the glass at his reflection like, oh shit.
I'm so fine.
Boy, this water look good with my reflection. Now, Sarah, what's going on with you and your new beau?
Everything's great, of course. Yeah. My man is coming to see me, so.
No, don't see.
Don't have no issues like
don't
that.
Don't you damn
right
antagonize Chris going through her Caucasian stress.
Oh, look, it's just jokes.
I know.
just
your dude is going to come on out here and kick it, right?
Mm-hmm. Or most likely I'll probably try and come out there
right
for my birthday because. Honestly, I just want to see my family too. So
yeah, what you gonna do on your birthday? What do you want to do on your birthday?
I want to turn up because I had the shittiest 25th birthday because I had just moved here, and so you know I didn't have a place to stay. I was like living in a hotel, and I had turned 25. I'm like, all my stuff was still back in DC. They weren't here, and I did buy a birthday outfit. I couldn't wear it. It was just the shittiest, so I'm trying to redo it.
We're gonna
When's
have
your
a
birthday?
Her birthday is April.
April 9th.
When is your birthday, Chris?
August.
Okay. We're gonna have a birthday gift drive
You're
for Sarah.
26?
So the listeners, I'm gonna have y'all. I'm gonna have the listeners send in gifts for Sarah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yo, let's do that. Don't send in dick pics, though.
I was about to say, don't be sending in no dildos. Yeah. We know some of y'all freaks up in here. Yeah, because some of y'all be in the DMs talking about some crazy stuff.
Exactly. Man. So, again, y'all, the phone number is 818.
I'm an Aries, so.
850-5404.
Yes.
Yeah, get her some Aries shit.
I'm trying to basically look good. I have this outfit already picked out. I'm just trying to look good and turn up. I'll probably get a tattoo, get my nose pierced.
Where are you going to get the tattoo?
I haven't decided.
Your nose pierced?
I haven't decided. Yeah, it'd be a third time getting my nose pierced.
Wait, with the nose, the hole keep closing up?
Yeah.
I've always wanted a nose ring too, like a cute.
Well,
like
see,
that.
The first time I was 17 and I got it done at like some backyard alley, and he didn't do it right. Then the second time, it didn't get affected, but he did it in an angle. I couldn't change the ring, so.
Oh damn.
I got it done professionally the second time. Then when I came here to change the ring, it closed up. So.
God damn.
Yeah, it closes up overnight.
Oh yeah. You got to keep some in there.
Yeah,
you got to keep some in there.
And that's the mistake I made. I said, well, I'm gonna redo it in the morning and then couldn't do it.
Yeah, because I know when I got my ear pierced, because back in the day, you only had one ear pierced. I got my other ear pierced, and, you know, when it got stylish in the 90s. But we got the homie put a pin on a stove.
Oh, no.
It was the old
school. Oh, no, Tariq.
Yeah.
That's painful.
Yeah, you put a pin on the stove, put ice on your ear.
No, and then put a piece of straw. No.
I pierced my belly button on my
own. Oh, God. Damn. That sounded like it hurt. You did it. How'd you do it?
I bought the clamp online because you can do that. You can buy, sterile,
But you got to know the right angle, though.
Yeah, so I watched a YouTube video. I took it.
Yeah, hilarious.
And I just, I did the alcohol. I, clamped it, and my skin started turning, clear almost.
Oh, damn.
It was like clear. It was like, you know, the blood was getting cut off.
Oh, god damn.
And then I stuck the needle in, and I was like, Oh.
No, that's what the professionals are for.
I started bleeding, and I was like, oh, that's Pierce.
I have 6 tattoos.
My daddy
right
wouldn't
now,
let me
so
get it.
I don't know where I'm going to get this one at. I don't want any on my forearm. So.
Oh, me and my wife, we're going to get like matching tattoos.
Each other's names?
I don't know. We don't know what we're going to get.
So cute.
Yeah, no, we're going to get some matching tattoos somewhere.
Get
like
key in a lock.
Yeah, okay, don't get each other names.
No,
though,
no.
Because it's like, you know the little curse on that, right?
Yeah.
It's like everyone that gets name tattoos, they like break up like 6 months later.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no, the couple thing, like if you key in lock or like, you know, just
I think you guys should get
same,
you guys' children's names.
We're thinking about that. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Flex? What's going on with you, boss?
What's
How
up,
you doing, ladies?
Hi.
Hi.
Who
What's
is
up?
This?
What's going on?
What's your name, bro?
James from Long Beach calling.
James from Long Beach.
He's here.
Man. What's up in the Long Beach? What's in the LBC? What's going on in the LBC, brother?
Man, a lot of crime rate. A lot of hoes out here tripping.
What? What it is. A lot of crime and hoes.
But Flex, I had a quick question, man, I wanted to ask you, man. I'm having a daughter on the way. Is there any advice that you could give a player for raising a daughter?
Aww. Oh, man. That's the player curse. All the players, you get daughters first. Well, you have any other kids?
No, I'm shaking my head right now, man. I'm like, God damn it. I'm hoping for a boy, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My first child was a girl, you know, so that gets you right up out the game. So now you can't. You can't be Dirty Mackin' no more, you know?
Yeah, so. I know, but that's my problem. I still got 1 foot in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, you got to keep your daughter with both feet out the water. You know? That's the name of the game.
That's hard.
Right about
I
that.
Know.
Right about
yeah,
that.
You got to keep your daughter out of the game and keep them away from that. So that means that's a sign that it's time for you to start getting your exit strategy out the game. You understand? When you get that daughter, that's always a sign for players to go ahead and move on and take it to that next level and square up. The ultimate goal is to square up in anything you do for all players.
Okay.
You dig? The problem is, it's always niggas trying to play the same game forever, and you get caught up. You're going to always get caught up.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, man, I'm running into old females, and they really try to throw it at me, but I'm trying to be on that straight path. Like, you know what? Nah, you know, I got a little girl on the way, and I ain't trying to mess things up with the baby mama.
Exactly.
You know, doing that. We trying to do this straight strong, but it's like, the temptation is hard. I'm telling you.
I know how, because men, we don't break up with women. That's a myth.
Right.
Men don't really break up with women. We just turn you into side pieces.
You know what?
Every ex is a
that's
side
right.
piece.
That's
and
horrible.
That's somebody we can go back to. We can always dip back into that pool in our minds.
Right.
So at a certain stage, we got to know when to charge that to the game because, you know, when things are going good with your main relationship, all of a sudden you get that, hey, big head text from that girl with the magic throat. And you'd be like, whoa.
Sorry.
Then the memories start conjuring up, and you're like, God damn, I ain't had that.
You're going to have me hang up and call her right now.
But you got to understand this.
Man,
but you
got to,
oh, wait.
Man, much respect. Thank you, fam. What'd you say, sweetie?
But it's like, okay, would you rather lose all of this for a piece of ass?
That's the
really?
Thing. See, we got to understand when the magic throat calls up, we have to understand there's a reason why you broke up with Magic Throat. There's a reason why you and Magic Throat ain't together. And once you get around her and after the Magic Throat does its magic, you're like, well, damn, this chick is kind of foul. I see why I ain't fucking with her like that. I see why we didn't work out like that. So it ain't worth it. So you got to know when to charge stuff like that to the game.
When you first had your daughter, how did you feel? Did you like nervous? Like,
did you wish
you had a boy?
Yeah, well, I know. I kind of wanted a girl. I did
really?
Kind of want a girl because the girls, you know, in my thinking, I'm like, well, girls take care of their fathers. But shit, my daughter's so fucking spoiled. My daughter leave me hanging. But no.
No, she won't.
No, but, you know, that's the player curse. When you have that player thing going on and you have a girl and now you got to undo all the shit, all the dirty macking, you know, that's part of the game. Do y'all, Chris, have you had ex dudes hit you up out the blue? Like, hey, big head. You get the hey, big head text from old dudes.
I mean, yeah. But it's just, like, I shut it down. Like, I friend zone it. Like, I'm not,
Hey, Chris.
No.
I got 2 tickets for Bon Jovi.
Okay, no, maybe I'm lying because that's how me and my ex-boyfriend got back together. We got back together.
So the hey, big head text works sometimes.
Yeah,
it works.
It, yeah.
Sarah, have you ever called a dude one of your exes?
Why are you giving me a different question?
Yeah, I'm switching it up a little bit. I'm switching it up. Have you ever called a dude on some hey big head shit, one of your exes?
I already said this to you. Yes, I have. Most certainly. But you know, that's my thing. Yep. I call you when I need some dick. And that's it. That's just what it is.
Exactly. So all you
But
exes-
see, I'm not hitting them up with the hey big head with the drama attached.
Right,
I'm just
right.
like, let's just do it and be done.
Exactly.
Well, sometimes it goes to relationship.
Have you done the hey big head text? Like, hey, you know, I just want a little something, something. Nothing. You don't.
I've always wanted something more. Like, let's be in a relationship.
Girl, sometimes.
Let's
see,
do this.
She ain't live long.
No.
She ain't really live real
I
life.
I want something for the long run. I think
everybody,
in the
you can't wife up.
Well, I think in the
Chris?
Future term, I'm trying to think about business. So I'm like, what can you do in the long run for me? I don't want something.
So, Chris,
in the
no missile. You just. Just a night of dick. You
I'm
just want a night of
damn.
No.
Like,
because why? You want something for now. What you want something in the future.
Why can't
too?
You have something for now
for
the, and another
So you
one
never
for
just had like
now?
A little hankering for dick? Just, you know.
You know.
You're just a little hankering.
No,
just like
I
a snack.
Like,
just like even if you're eating right, you're eating healthy. You're eating fruits and vegetables. And you say, I would like a cheesecake right now. Just one. You know, I'm just gonna.
But is it ever just one though?
Sometimes.
No,
sometimes
you want more. Sometimes you get addicted, and sometimes
right.
you want.
And
keep
the key word
it.
Is dick.
Right.
So when you call up the cheesecake dick, you never had a cheesecake dick moment.
No, I'm just not ever.
I
no.
don't believe that.
I don't have that.
Or
I
she
mean,
ain't really telling the truth.
I know.
I'm serious
because I can relate to that.
You know, Chris is on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Chris
I
is
need
like,
consistency.
But no, why? Not every dude you need to want
time.
More out of them.
You
know sometimes they can't give you more but just dick.
You know what, Chris,
I don't want it.
Bullshit.
I don't
you know
want
what, Chris?
It.
You know what you
I
do, Chris? I'm going to tell you what Chris
bullshit,
does.
Girl.
Chris
bullshit.
Probably calls up an ex and be like, let's go to the movies.
Yep.
And then they go to the movies and he ends up eating and beating it. And she's like, oh, I didn't know we were going to do this. And you knew. What was gonna pop off?
No.
So in your mind, you're
no.
like, I didn't call for dick. I called for a movie, and then dick happened.
No, because that's exactly what my boyfriend wanted. He just wanted like some, you know, on and off. Like, why do we have to be in a relationship? I'm like, no, like we're not doing this unless we're in a relationship.
But
I don't
know,
do this.
I understand,
not a
but I'm just talking about.
We're
you just
saying,
getting a hankering.
Just
in, you just bored.
Nope.
All right, if you
it's
bored.
Not even just damn bored though, Tariq. I feel like it's just being
a
young 20 something year old.
I'm a prude. Mm. I'm a prude. I'm a huge
girl.
Girl.
I am. Really?
Yes.
Girl. Okay. Yes. Okay.
No, look.
Okay.
What is going on in the news, Sarah?
Oh. So we all have to say rest in peace to Q.
From Worldstar.
Worldstar. He just recently passed. That's so sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know what he's done in the industry. He actually paved the way and made one of the first hip hop websites and made it like big and made it blow up and become really important and very innovative. And it, you know, I just feel really bad for his family. He was 43, he had children, he died in his sleep, so I guess it was peaceful in a way.
So a lot of people have mixed feelings about it.
Why?
Yeah, they have mixed feelings because they say, well, Worldstar, even though it was revolutionary in some ways, it also was detrimental to black society because it showed a lot of negativity. That's the underbelly of what
I mean,
a lot of people are saying.
But okay, we could say that with any other with any other group of people.
Right.
If white people had their own Worldstar hip hop, I'm sure we'll see some devilishment on there too. So I feel like everybody, and it's not just black people that be acting crazy on there, it's other people too. So
yeah.
I mean, we can't focus on the wrong. We got to focus on him paving the way, and he actually made other people be able to do what he's doing. They're following him. So
Right.
We can't focus that. You know, ratchet's going to come after a certain amount of time.
But I know for a fact that a lot of white supremacists promoted that site.
Did they?
Yeah, a lot of white supremacists.
I didn't know that.
Stormfront, white supremacists really, really, really.
Why?
The majority of people, because a lot of white supremacists, they like to see black folks fighting and all that stuff, and they really, really promote that site. Like on Stormfront and all of these white nationalist sites, they really promote Worldstar.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not really, I'm on Stormfront sometimes, but You guys, leave that up to you guys.
Yeah, I see when y'all looking, when black folks are looking at each other, I'm over here looking at what the white supremacists are doing.
Yeah.
See, black folks, we don't pay enough attention to them. That's why I've been warning people about people like Richard Spencer and these alt-right people for years. Yeah. I've been telling y'all.
He just got a two-piece to the jaw, too.
Yeah, they knocked his ass dead in the face.
And that was a white person that
did it. Yes, it was. But yeah, I've been warning people about those alt-right and these white supremacist groups for a long time, and now they're coming into the mainstream media. But again, that's neither here nor there. Again, my man Q, and look, Q, Worldstar, they've posted a lot of stuff on me. They promoted Hidden Colors, so shout out to Worldstar.
I'm going to say, shout out to them. Discredit.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Just everything. We can't, okay, we already know they follow everything we do.
Yeah.
We can't keep every, you know, we can't never have nothing to ourselves.
Yeah.
So...
Now, Sarah, what's going on? Not Sarah, Chris. Chris, Miss Chris, what else is happening?
Yeah, Ricky Smiley was ripped for his comments about his son made about women, black women.
Yeah, Ricky Smiley. And I love Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley's very underrated, by the
way. Is he?
Mick Ricky is funny as shit.
I know he's funny, but is he like a good person to talk to?
Yeah, Ricky is a good guy. Yeah, I've been on Ricky Smiley's radio show before, and he's funny as fuck. Ricky is funny as fucking hell, man. Ricky has some of the best comedy specials that's really, really just underrated, man. He had one on BET that was classic, man. And he did this skit about I Miss Robert. It's y'all got to go look that up if you can look it up. But Ricky Smiley, very underrated dude.
What did his son say?
His son, on the show, they have a TV One show. And his son, this little boy, just hopped on the fucking coon train.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
They were on a date. I think his cousin was trying to set him up with the black woman.
Was it his cousin or his other brother?
Yeah, his cousin.
So they went on a double date.
Mm-hmm. And because all he's dated was white and Mexican. Right.
The son, he only dates white and Mexican chicks, and he didn't like the black girl. And she was a cute black girl. And he was like, well, you know, they did the little interview, you know, how they do in the reality shows. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, I don't like her face.
Yeah, and he's like, black females are not attracted to me. I look at them like sisters. I went to all white schools. Sometimes
sisters?
People have different tastes, and I don't have a taste
for
her.
Wait, he looked at us like sisters?
Yeah, it was some
Get
real.
Get out of here.
And that's sad.
Is his mom black?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a little dark-skinned boy.
I ain't never seen his son. That's why.
And, you know, that... This young generation, we got a lot of young coons out here, man.
It's my generation.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
We got a lot of young coons
it's
out
terrible.
Here who think just because a little white girl or Mexican girl is sucking them, that they're somehow equal, that they are not in a system of white supremacy. And these little young niggas are going to have to learn the truth out here, because they'll learn the truth once these race soldiers roll up on their ass. Then all of a sudden you throw on a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and you get in your Hidden Colors DVD after the cops then whoop your ass. And, and Becky and Maria didn't save you. You dig?
Mm.
Man.
That's really sad.
Man, who is it? Okay, I'm my audio guy is hitting me up trying to get more money. Okay, this motherfucker hit me up. Like, hey, Tariq, the hotel in New York hit me with a service fee. This motherfucker be penny pinching, man. Damn. But
yeah, I can't. You know, it's our generation, because they have brainwashed my generation to be all inclusive. To be this, we all this one big pot of love.
Because we get to have sex with people
in
other.
Reality.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
not.
All it is. There's nothing
love.
Equal.
It's not about
it's
love when we getting our asses whooped.
Exactly. It's just about what.
It's about love only when it's convenient for their asses.
Right.
And now we're turning into the faces of white supremacy now, because
we're
starting to talk just like them.
Yeah, and only thing you're getting
crazy.
Is just sex with them.
That's
not even
getting.
Marriage, not even a real relationship.
You're not getting Eve and that guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's
rare. I
feel
like, he already had 5 white children.
Exactly.
And then he just had your black son, and he's not going to get any of that money that those 5 white children are going to get.
Hell no.
He's not going to nearly get as much. So it's like, really?
Exactly. But yeah, this
generation.
You're not
generation, getting legacy. You're not getting that generational wealth from them.
And the adults are going to have to tell these kids the truth about the system that they live in. Because we can't have young folks walking around here with that coon cloud in their brains. It's very dangerous at this point.
I feel like their parents kind of left them out in the wind.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful that my parents was... They knew. They was like, we know. No. My mom was never like that. She always told us the truth.
Yeah. But, always. Man, this young generation of coons, I mean,
I can't stand it. It's so annoying.
It's sad. It's sad. We got a whole new generation of Cheryl Clarks and Stacey Dashes that we're raising out here right now.
Stacey Dash, though. Yo, your memes.
Wow. Stacey
the memes
ass.
Are crazy.
They fired Stacey from Fox. From Fox News, they went on and let her go. She thought that Bedwinchin was going to save her.
But did you see that? Was it you that reported on how they found that she was getting paid by some sugar daddy or something?
Mm-mm, I didn't know that. Well, yeah, I'm not shocked.
Some white guy, like they pulled her expenses up.
Oh, wow.
When she was all talking bad about black people on there. And they found that she was like getting paid from some white guy that was supporting her.
Oh, yeah.
Her bills.
Of course.
She wasn't getting any money, really.
Oh, wow.
Like,
oh, yeah.
She's kind of like not getting money like that.
Oh, yeah. She's a struggling bedwinch.
She's a struggling bedwinch
trying to get in where she fit in. Whenever you see any black females talking that Trump, I love Trump, Black Lives Matter is a fraud.
Where's Omarosa at, though?
Oh, where is Omarosa? She disappeared.
Seen her ass. She was at the inauguration.
Man. She's somewhere making hoe cakes and biscuits somewhere. I have
and
not seen
so
them. It's
so sad because she was getting ready to get married to Michael Clark Duncan. And it's like, wow.
And a lot of people were clowning her because of that, because she was trying to milk that. They were saying she was milking the funeral, trying to come up.
I heard that after he died, she was treating his family like crap.
Yeah.
Like she wouldn't let them have certain things that was his. Like he had an extensive collection of watches, and his mom really like wanted to collect one, and she like, no, you can't have one. Yeah, I heard she was being really mean to his family.
Oh yeah, she's trying to come up.
I thought they were a cute couple though.
Yeah, they were cool, and I like Michael. I love that brother, man. He was a real good brother. You dig him? Omarosa is not a bad looking chick.
No,
she's not a bad looking chick at all. But
she's smart.
She's very smart. She just seems scandalous as hell.
She's smart as hell though.
Yeah. Let me see who's on the phone real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, Team Flex. What's up, lady?
Hi.
I just want to ask a quick question.
What's your wait?
D
first,
from the A.
D from the A. There you go.
D from the A. Yeah. I just want to know if you can go more in about the relationship dynamic between white women and white men, and that internal struggle you were talking about last night, and how that's emanating with us, especially when you got the bad bugs and the bad coon and the bad winches.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I was talking about on my last Ustream show. You guys check out my Ustream show on Tariq Live. That's my YouTube page. I posted it up. And I was talking about the civil war that's going on between white extremist males and white women. And that's a very deep dynamic, because you have white supremacists and you have white extremists. And there's a lot of white women, not all, but a lot, who have no problem being with white supremacists or being white supremacists themselves. But some of the white supremacists don't want to be white extremists, because the white extremists are very violent. They're like the alt-right, the open white supremacists, who's all about destruction and dominance no matter what the cost is, even if it resorts to violence. And that always trickle down to women, because once you have a violent entity, they don't know how to stop. So they're going to be violent to everybody. So if they're violent to the Negroes, that trickles down to the white women. And white women know this. So they want white supremacy, but they don't want to get their ass whooped. You dig?
Yeah.
And what we got in the White House now is white extremists. Like Donald Trump. Have you seen video of Trump and his wife? And the way she looks, she looks like a damn hostage.
She looks like she just wanted a sugar daddy, and she ain't asked for it.
Exactly.
She like, why am I here?
Do you know how they met?
How did they meet? Yeah, who knows?
Who the hell knows?
Illuminati ritual somewhere.
I was reading this article about a guy who reads body language and studies people, and he was saying how he was studying their relationship versus the Obamas during the inauguration. Just little simple things. And he was saying it just looks like when they're dancing, he's holding her by her pelvic, like holding her. That's insinuating sex. She's leaning back like she's uncomfortable.
I mean, everything she does, you don't even need to be an expert to see that.
She's just.
Everything about that woman, it's
like,
fear.
I just want to be a hoe and lay up. I ain't want to be first lady.
Exactly. Exactly.
First of all, she don't like people telling her what to do, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Now she like, okay, they tell her, don't say this. Stop. Turn left. turn right, and it looked like she just so confused.
Yeah, oh, and no. She looks scared. Trump is giving like, her certain me. Looks, and she'll bow her head down, and she's like, "I'm like, it looked like some Ike and Tina Turner type shit." It's crazy.
I don't think he's whooping her ass though.
I don't know.
But he is like, eat the cake in me.
Yeah.
Eat that damn cake.
My goodness. Let me see who else we got on the phone. A lot of folks are calling here. What's up? Who's calling?
Alex from Fort Worth.
Alex from Fort Worth. How you doing, Al?
Good. I have a question, and I figure that only someone like you can actually answer it for me.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm married, and my wife's sister is a NB. And my wife, she kind of sympathized with her being a NB. Now, me, coming from the military, I've always tried to steer clear of people who sympathize with people who kind of iffy. So I'm trying to figure out a way to be on code and mitigate a relationship between her sister and myself without disrupting my marriage.
My thing is, dude, because I don't like when other relatives try to get in the mix. They don't need to be in the mix of your relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
You dig? Your wife's sister and all these other fucking people, they don't even need to be in y'all business. And you got to let your wife know that. Is your sister-in-law or whoever, is she living with y'all?
Oh, no. She live in California. I live in Texas.
Right.
But because of the resources and things I have, it wouldn't come to my house. But right. In my house, we have military footage. And I don't say anything derogatory to her in front of her. But in private, I scrutinize some of the things that she do. And I was like, hey, if that's what she want to do, that's fine. But right now, I'm all about rolling with people who don't code and staying away from sympathizer and suspect.
Right. So, look, you know, you try to let your lady know to keep her sister out of y'all business, out of your business. And you deal with the sister-in-law on a minimal level. You don't. There's nothing in the rule book that says we have to deal with our in-laws like that. You just don't. Because you
can't. Really,
no, you don't have to deal with your
demons. I don't agree with that.
Really?
Why? I don't.
How so?
Because a marriage is a blending of families.
Right.
So why wouldn't you want to be dealing with them? I mean, because they're essentially your family now.
Right, but the thing is, you don't have to have them in your immediate circle about what you got going on in
that.
The house.
Yeah, I agree with
because
that.
Because the thing is, you might date somebody or marry somebody and they got a family full of coons. You dig? You got a family full of Sheriff Clarks, but the person you're marrying ain't like them. They're the rebel in the family. So you can deal with your significant other and not deal with their coon-ass fucking family members. You dig?
Unless it's Christmas.
You see them on holidays. But you do not have that coon shit or Negro Bedouin shit up around you on a regular basis. Because if that's the case, that means your wife is going to be on the same shit too. And that's when it's going to be a problem, when she starts taking on that ideology. You feel me?
Right, absolutely. Because I remember when you had referred the book Before They Lost the Power about Law 6, keeping infectious people around you, and that energy would kind of get up on you.
Absolutely. And you don't have to deal with her family like that. Nigga, you don't have to deal with your family like that if you don't want to. Because look, some of your family members might be on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. You dig? There's some certain people in my family I don't really rock with like that. They might be cousins, uncles, whoever. But if you ain't on the same page with me, I'll see you next Christmas, nigga. You dig? I ain't got to deal with you. So if I ain't got to deal with my family, I ain't got to deal with hers. That's how you got to look at it. You feel me?
I agree.
Right, absolutely. Thanks a whole lot, Keith.
Much respect, fam.
I agree with that, Terry.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I'm going through that myself, my family. On both sides.
Yeah.
My dad's side, I have to totally cut ties with them. And then on my mom's side, too, because I'm closer, of course, with my mom's side of the family. But, God, some of them, I told my mom, we're going to have to let some of them go. Because they are just such coons. and it's like my great-grandmother, too, but she's old. She's right. In her 90s. We can't tell, you know, she's not going to deviate from what she's been doing all these years. And she's not even open to listening. It's like when you even try to bring something, she's like, nope. And it's like, see, I can't deal with it. We're going to have to cut ties.
Exactly.
It's hard, though. I totally understand where he's coming from, though.
Yeah, so certain family members on some bullshit. Now, just because somebody's old don't mean they ain't on the bullshit, because my grandmother was old, but my grandmother knew what the hell was up.
See?
My grandmother had a quiet consciousness about it. I would say that. She's very cordial to everybody. You know, even cordial to white people, whatever. But my grandmother, we'd be looking at TV. Like, we look at shows like The Price is Right. She used to like The Price is Right. And she's like, baby, any colored folks on here today? I'm like, no, granny, there's no colored folks on here today. Turn the channel, baby. She was on
well,
that.
You lucky. You lucky. Well, my mom was kind of like, she was a rebellious. Well, I wouldn't say that, but she was kind of like, she was on cold from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's like, my mom's super smart and well-read, and they not.
Yeah.
So they can't understand people like my mom. You
know what I'm saying? I get it. I remember my grandmother asked me one time when I was in my early 20s, you know, like, baby, you ain't married yet? Because back then, you know, you got to be married by 15. Is that shit? You 21. You ain't married. What you waiting on? I said, Grandma, I'm just waiting on the right woman. She said, the white woman? Hell no. I said, no, the right woman.
My great grandmother, she'll tell you real quick, no white people in the house.
Whoa, damn.
She'll tell you that.
Look at Mikey. This is my daughter texting me. Look at this.
You pair see, of shoes.com.
I got the spoiledest fucking kid ever, man. She's always texting me shopping carts of shit she want me to pay for. That egg. She's like the Hillary Banks of the of California.
That's cute.
Can you give me these $500 shoes?
Is cute as hell, Tariq. And you're going to say, yeah.
Look. Read it.
Dad, can you get me these UGG boots, please? Oh, wait. She said something else. She said, thank you. Love you.
Oh, please. Got a heart. Good Lord, my daughter. Spoil as shit, man.
Do it.
I am not getting her them damn UGG boots. I get her.
The UGG boots. Get her the UGG boots, Tariq. Just do it.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, my man Tariq. What's going on, man?
I'm good. How you doing, fam?
I'm good, fam. What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing today?
Hey, how are you?
So, Tariq, I don't know what the topic is right now, but I just had a situation to ask you about.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you got it. All right, so I'm in college right now. I'm a student at Howard University in Washington, D.C. So,
there you go. Shout out to Howard.
Yeah, so I'm in my last year, but the thing is, it's always like, a situation where I'll be with a female, but it's gonna start off really good, and then somewhere down the line, the shit just don't go right. You know, like the situation just don't go right. They stop cooperating, or we don't get the same energy that we started off with. And I just want to get your insight on it. Like, how can I maintain, like, I guess, sexual tension with a female? You know.
Yeah. See, the thing, it goes sour because, see, the thing is, you never really change your game up. See, a lot of dudes, you keep your nigga.
Is
are you doing,
on?
Nigga? Did you unzip your pants? What's all that breathing you're doing, brother? You okay?
I'm sorry. What was it? Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
What you doing over there, man? You in the bathtub? What you doing?
Nah. I'm in the library. So I had to take time to call you.
Oh, okay. Sound like you were doing some ungodly.
Oh, he whispering.
Sound like you had something in your hand that you shouldn't.
Oh my God.
Nah, man.
But like I said, a lot of times, man, when dudes get with ladies, you get in relationships, you keep your game on the first floor. And that works to get them. But women always need different levels of game from a dude, meaning different levels of vibes, different levels of energy, different levels of ism. And you got to change your game up a little bit with the ladies. Show them some new shit. Talk to them about new shit. Help them experience new shit. Because that's what women look for dudes too. They look for dudes to show them new levels in the game. They look for a subconscious level of leadership. They want you to experience things, and they want you to take the initiative. You understand? So a lot of times they get tired of you just showing up every other day with your dick out. Y'all go to the movies, show back up with your dick out, go to another movie, show back up with your dick out, go to Applebee's, go to another movie. See, they get tired of that same routine, and then they start looking elsewhere for new experiences and adventures. So you have to be new adventure. You dig?
I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying, but see, a lot of times, man, these girls out here, they don't really get the incentive for you to switch your game up. It's like, even they're boring, so it's like, what's the point? of me going the extra mile to impress you. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, like, you shouldn't, and that's the thing. If you, if you go in half-assed, they're going to go in half-assed. See, if you go in, they're following your lead. Women follow your energy. Because if you go in here like, well, these chicks ain't really worth me upgrading, and they're going to be like, well, nigga, I ain't worth giving this pussy to you.
You know? Man. You know how hard it is to find that one cool-ass female these days? Man?
I know.
That's hard, man.
That's the key of life. That's the everybody's trying to find that one cool-ass person. That's what relationships are about.
You in the lobby? No,
I'm not looking for no girlfriend. I'm just saying, like, even if this is a casual situation, like, these girls out here, man, I don't know what's going on in the dating game, but it is whack. Like, I don't understand.
I know.
And I'm trying to...
Well, it's whack because the thing is, everybody's half-assed and everybody's trying to cut corners and everybody's getting satisfied in different ways. Dudes can get sexual satisfaction in a strip club for $3 or $10. Women can get attention on Instagram showing their coochie hair.
Oh, my God.
So everybody's getting this external, superficial satisfaction.
Yep.
And we value that bullshit instead of valuing vibing with human beings on a human level. We tweet and text and all that, and we don't know how to get out there and just vibe on some man-woman shit no more. And that's the problem. That's why we got to get back into the ism. Being around each other, vibing, talking, and building with each other. You understand?
Amen to that.
Yeah.
You'll find something like that, but you gotta lead the way. You gotta be the one to be like, okay, look, if I meet a woman online, let's meet up in person so we can chop it up, chill, and let me see what you're about. You can see what I'm about, and then we can go from there. But all that, you know, sending they ding-a-ling, she sending her taint, all those texting naked pictures and talking bullshit on Texas. No, that has to stop. We got to get back into some old school ism.
I agree.
So you want me to lead the way? Tell them to cut out the bullshit. Basically.
Yeah, you lead the way. You gotta take the initiative. When you meet these women, they're gonna follow your lead. The reason why certain women are janky is because these niggas are janky. Let's be real. It's janky ass niggas out here who don't know how to lead. Niggas are raised by mothers, so they've been taught to be followers. So we gotta have dudes to step up and say, hey, look, this is what the program is. I know I met you on Instagram, but let's go out to lunch. Let's chop it up. Let me see what you're about. What you got going on in life? This is what I got going on. Let me see what I can do to assist you in what you have going on. Let me see what you can do to assist me so we can build, because that's what relationships are. Relationships are businesses.
Right.
You dig? And you have to look at the person you deal with as a business partner.
But I have a question, though. What if you're not trying to take it that far? What if you're just trying to, like, hit it and
right.
quit
you're trying
it?
To hit it and quit
same
it.
Mindset,
exactly. But the thing is, even if you're trying to hit it and quit it, you're going to have a certain level of your shit to be together. You got to have it together for women to even want to get down like that on a casual level. Your game has to be strong for a woman to say, okay, I don't even want a relationship with this dude, but I'm feeling this motherfucker's game so much, I'll give him some pussy right now and we cool. You did? Because a lot of women who's down to do that, if they see a dude who's kind of a buster, they're like, I ain't about to waste no good pussy on this buster ass nigga here. You know, I'm lowering my standards fucking with this nigga who ain't really got no conversation. He has nothing going on. Women have to justify in their mind why they're going to have a one night stand with a dude or a casual sexual relationship.
Yep.
Women, it has to be justified in their mind because if she's just doing it for some janky, dusty nigga, either she's going to think she's a hood rat or a hoe in her own mind.
Yeah.
So if a woman meets a dude and let's say he's a celebrity, I just fucked Trey Songz. So, you know, I'm a boss bitch.
Right.
I fucked Trey Songz. So, nigga, where are you? Are you in a haunted house? Right. Nigga.
Nah.
A haunted house.
It sounds like an exorcism going on in there, nigga. Let me talk to Satan. Shit. All right,
man. I got you today. Hey, Terry, when you going to drop some new game, man? You know, for like the new year, or I guess for the new season.
I'm going to do I'm chopping it up now. Nigga, you exercise the fucking demon in there. That's what you need to do, nigga. The spirit of Christ compels you. The spirit of Christ compels you. All right, brother. Thank you for the call. Listen, nigga, what the hell was that?
No, he ain't in no library.
I know. What library are you in, nigga? That sound like the library in the movie Ghostbusters or the ghost flying around. Well, y'all be having some of the craziest sounds when y'all call the show. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what's up, man? It's later. Yeah, man, home, sleep. I just want to know. What was that? Oh, my phone tripping. The fucking phone is that. Now, Chris, what else is going on in the news? Do you have anything else, Chris?
Just the Tiny and T.I., which I just read about. And I was like, what? I didn't know they were, like, having their thing.
Did they get back together? I know they broke up.
No, she's just saying like she's where she needs to be, and it's him coming back.
Right, I saw that. She's like, I'm where I need to be, baby.
Stop talking, you know, like her.
I
please.
Love tiny talk. Is funny as hell.
Stop.
He need to come back to me now. I'm talking about, come back to me, baby. But I don't want to see them get divorced.
Me neither.
I like T.I. and Tiny. I like them. I really like them, and I hope they work. I hate to see anybody get divorced. My man Combat Jack, shout out to Jack out there in New York. He's getting a divorce, and that breaks my heart. He's a radio guy in New York. And that just, I don't like to see black folks get divorced. I try to be like their little Negro Dr. Phil and work things out.
Yes.
I don't like to see that. Black love has to strive. What else is going on, Sarah? What's happening in the news?
Oh, we got to talk about all these people coming out the closet now.
Oh, yeah.
We got McConan coming out.
Wow.
Y'all know McConan with the club going up.
On a Tuesday.
He's gay.
Why? So he came on out.
Yeah, he said, I'm gay on Twitter like the other day.
Wow. And was he saying it like in a...
He said it like, guys, I have a secret. The secret is I'm gay.
Wow.
Yeah, straight up. And then Chance the Rapper's little brother is bisexual now, so...
Damn.
I'm like, what's going on with the brothers, yo? Yeah. Y'all liking the white women like Iggy, and then you're coming out as gay.
Good Lord. Good Lord, man. That's hilarious.
It's disgusting.
Now, how many hit records do he only has one hit record?
One. Because I think he got dropped by OVO because he dissed Drake.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And God damn. And that, they're normalizing these,
know,
these alternative lifestyle dudes out here. They're really normalizing that.
But it's like, why, black men though, why them? Leave that stuff to the other people. Leave us black people alone, please. Please.
Man. Hold on. I gotta play this for McConan.
Stop.
I'm addicted to boys.
Oh my God.
I'm addicted to boys.
That's for McConan.
I'm addicted to boys.
And Chance the Rapper's brother.
I'm addicted to boys.
I'm so done.
That's for you, McConan.
I'm addicted to boys. I'm addicted to boys.
The whole time.
The whole damn time he's addicted to boys. So all y'all female groupies, if y'all ever got with that nigga, y'all understand he's addicted to boys.
I mean,
he's
know,
young too.
K Michelle has said that to me one time.
What'd she say?
She was like, you know, you be all these dudes that the girls love. She was like, real sugary.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I believe it.
That's what she said.
You got a lot of moist dudes out here, man, on the low. Mm-hmm. You know, these niggas are turned out. Turned out. These niggas are turned out. You got dudes out here who are raised by mothers, and they see their mothers use sex. You dig? Mm. And a lot of these dudes want to use sex to come up to. But who are you going to give sex to come up with? Not women. They try. They try to be pimpish or mackish, and it don't work for a lot of niggas. They don't have the mouthpiece. So what's your next bet? If you're trying to come up sexually, and if you ain't got no macking skills, no pimp bones
just
in your body, that booty hole, you crack that open. I was just in San Francisco filming. We're in San Francisco filming for the movie. And at the hotel I was in, I saw a lot of old white dudes with young black dudes. Just going
take
in
a gun and kill me now, please.
I saw that. It was like young black dudes going up and up and down the hotel, going to the rooms.
Oh,
and this is a very nice hotel. And
they was tricking.
I don't know if they were in relationships. They might have been
tricking?
In relationships.
Now you can tell.
I don't know. I don't know if a nigga's tricking or not. I don't know.
You can get the vibe like looking like you can tell sometimes.
It just looked like. I don't know if it was just a sugar daddy situation. I know they were getting fucked. I know that. That I know. I don't know the financial situation, if the money up front, on the side. I don't know. But I seen several black men with old white dudes in San Francisco.
I just want to know why.
You dig?
Well, you know San Francisco is.
I understand that. I know it's a lot of gay people out there. But just the dynamic of young black men out here with these old white dudes. Because, you know, I see young black women all the time at the airport. You can tell. Like you see a real fly sister with
like
a big ass.
Ma.
Yeah. With an old white dude from Sweden. I'm like, okay, get your fucking money, sister. Oh, get your damn money.
Gross. Ew. Sweet.
Motherfucker, a white dude got on some wooden shoes with points on the tip. Come on. Where my check? I need some bundles. Any bundles in Sweden? They got a Sally's Beauty Supply in Norway.
Oh, man.
Man, what else is happening in the news? We got to talk about some more
Soulja Boy. Got two felonies. He got arrested.
Soulja Boy got arrested.
They found some more real guns this time. Because remember last time it was fake. And then one of them was apparently stolen from a cop car in his possession. So now I'm like, this dude just don't quit.
This is about the dumbest nigga on the planet.
He don't have nobody around that's looking out for him. He needs to fire everybody.
He has to be the dumbest nigga on the planet.
On the planet.
All that, and I've reached out to some of his people. I said, have him call me so I can save this nigga to give him some game. Nobody's giving this nigga no game. And shame on y'all niggas around him who ain't. That's what y'all know this nigga don't know. Y'all know he don't know what's going on out here.
Shame on y'all. Shame and I know I don't like him or whatever, but I don't want to see that.
I don't
want to
see the dude. I done reached out to some of his folks. I told y'all to tell him to call me. The dude is y'all exploiting this dude, letting him do reckless dumb shit. Look, the OGs, y'all supposed to pull him to the side and lace him with game, man. Y'all don't let this y'all know this nigga's reckless. He's gonna put himself out there like that. The streets is hot for him. He can't really be out here in the streets like that. Now law enforcement is hot on him, and some niggas in the street done probably told on him. They didn't cut a deal. There's some niggas who didn't cut a deal and gave him up.
Yep.
It's that easy.
Y'all watch First 48. It don't even take 48.
Some of these niggas he's been around, somebody done gave him up and cut some kind of deal to get somebody out of jail or whatever. And I mean, he's food for the niggas on the streets right now.
He need to lay low.
He really need to lay low.
Shut up.
They done told where he got the guns from and the whole nine, dude. Come on. He ain't got no street game in him at all.
At all. It's like, where'd you grow up?
Zero.
I know he was raised by a single mom.
Of course. Of course, man. But look.
Just sad.
It's very sad. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello. Yes, this is Eli. I'm calling from Detroit.
Eli from Detroit. How you doing, Eli?
I'm doing great. I was wondering, Tyreek, because my definition of an OG is what, original guidance, right? And I got that from when I watched the Hidden Colors movie. I always felt a certain way, but then when I watched it, I saw Dr. Umar there before that, and all the other ones, but it just really didn't hit me until I seen your movies. It was like direct, on point, you know? So I was wondering, because I was thinking about this Pan-African stuff he was talking about, but over here in America, when I meet Africans and stuff, they don't really too much rock with us like that.
Right.
No, so I was thinking, should we focus more on ourselves first and then, you know, branch out? Or should we just try to connect some stuff? Because they did sell us over here, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if we should be... I want to connect, but... Sorry, I got to...
I wonder where all that coughing coming from. Every time you're like, yeah, you know, I'm just... you know, just with the Africans. And I'm trying to get up here with the African brothers in the back. You're dabbing.
I rock with you deep, man, because, you know, I got some people in St. Louis, because that's where I'm really from. And I know you paid for my man's funeral and stuff, so I know you're a real... You out here really in these streets, you know?
No doubt.
So you're really putting it down out here for us, you know?
No doubt. All right, I'm gonna talk on that. Let me touch on that, man. I'll touch on that now. So listen in, brother. I don't want to hear all your coughing, but just listen in. I'm gonna touch on it right now. All right, brother. Yeah, my man. But he's making a good point. But but let's not be lost on the fact that we are in a global system of white supremacy, and a lot of times in that global system, we will blame each other for the predicament of each other. We'll say, "Well, the Africans sold us," and you know, we'll point the finger, but understand it was the white supremacists who orchestrated all that, because the Africans who quote unquote sold us, they were under the thumb of white supremacy at the time. It was like either you collaborate or you get in the boat. And what happened? Many of the Africans who collaborated were thrown in the boat any damn way. Go look at that movie Book of Negroes that was on BET. They had a great scene at the very beginning where this African kid, he was a young African soldier who was working for the Europeans, helping put other Africans on the boat. And there was one sister that he liked, but he had to put her on the boat. And while she was on the ship, the next day, his ass was on the boat right next to him. You dig? So that's the experience that we have with our brothers and sisters in Africa. We were all being thrown on the same damn boat. Even the ones who collaborated, they were eventually thrown on the boat too, eventually. Mm. And Africa has been colonized by the white supremacists. It's been decimated by the white supremacists. That's why Africans have to come over here. And they're told, if you come over here, don't you get in good with those Negroes now. They're told from the gate. Those African Americans over there, you don't confide in them. You just go over here, you work and do what you need to do and be quiet. Don't get with no black nationalism or nothing, or we'll send your ass back to Nairobi.
But they be like that though, Tariq, anyway. I lived in DC and it's a lot of them there, and my parents work in the medical field and it's a ton of them in there too. And they are you can hear my parents' stories. They're terrible.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They are terrible to black people.
But they're told to do that. I'm telling you. That's what they want us to do. Look, I've been to Africa. I've been all over Africa. They're cool people over there. Over there, they're cool in the game. They welcome you. Over there, it's different. For example, just like Italians, Italians get a bad rap for being fucked up. Italian Americans are being very racist, which a lot of them are. But yeah. I've been to Italy, and the Italians are cool as fucking hell over there.
I mean, they're descendants of Moors.
Yeah. But you have to understand, when you come over here, when any group comes here, the white supremacists, they give them the rules. Mm. Those Negroes over here are the enemy. You treat them as such if you want some of these goodies. Mm. So we have to always put it in the context of white supremacy. You think so, Chris, over there looking in space? Like, I'm thinking about white dick while I'm talking. Italian. He said Italian.
She's listening. That's me listening. Like, I'm visualizing.
I dated an Italian before.
Oh, my God.
She's daydreaming.
No.
I did Italian.
What?
Marco Polo. So Jackson, fucking hot.
Paris Jackson identifies as black. So I just
get out.
That.
She does?
There was an open. Yeah, it was the news. It just happened 3 hours ago.
Yeah, her.
It was an interview.
Yeah. But girl, bye. Please.
But because I don't believe that's Michael's biological child. I'm going to be very real.
I know.
I don't believe
Michael's. He's still a black man.
Yeah. No, that, the vitiligo did not get into his sperm and have them white cut fucking kids. I do not believe it. And I love Michael.
For them damn kids.
Yeah. Those are not no biological Jacksons at all.
I'm black. She's trying to infiltrate like shit. I know.
With that big husky Debbie Rowe, whatever her name is, that's a strong jaw woman. And none of the kids look like her.
Nope.
You dig? So I don't know where them kids came from at all.
Don't even look like the Jacksons.
They don't look like Michael.
They don't even have that. And you know they got some strong ass jeans.
Shit.
And
hell yeah. None of them got them noses and afros. Shit. Hell, not even blanket. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, they got white in
there. Yeah.
And nothing but that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what else is happening in the news, Sarah?
We could talk about Kirk and Rashida.
Oh, from Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. So, you know, if anyone has watched Love & Hip Hop with Rashida on it, she has always had to kind of get after him about cheating and, you know, just being an asshole, period.
Yeah.
So now, a couple months ago, I read that he had a baby with a side piece.
Damn.
And now, rolling forward, the side piece is asking for what, like $6,000 a month?
Damn.
She talking about, and I saw the court papers. She's like, oh, I don't work, but my expenses are $1,500 for this, $2,000 for that. And
fellas,
mind
stop.
You, he got like 20
I know
kids.
He, fellas, please stop knocking up your side chicks. Don't knock up your side chicks.
Why you gotta bring them home?
I know. Fellas, if you're gonna have a side chick, don't knock up your side chicks. The side chicks are there to get knocked up. They want to get knocked up. They're trying to come up. Just like Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap got all types of motherfuckers trying to come up off him. They know when a nigga is just reckless with his dick.
And the girls he getting are like, they like fives and fours.
Yeah.
Like, only good one was Masika, and I'm trying to figure out how the hell that happened.
She trying to come up.
But
these women, when women see a mark and a come up, they're going to take that come up. That's the thing.
I can't
people look at
that,
these niggas. You see it. These women... They're like, I'm struggling. I'm cute. I'm struggling. I can't get a white sugar daddy because all the dark sisters are getting them. Because the white sugar daddy, they like them dark ones.
Yeah.
They like them chocolate ones.
Yeah.
You dig?
They do.
They like them chocolate ones. I've been to San Tropez. That's where the billionaires hang out. Fuck a millionaire. The billionaires and every damn one of them are walking around with a jet black Naomi Campbell looking sister with a fucked up weave.
Shit, Naomi Campbell got a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She stayed with a damn billionaire.
I think she's still with the same one, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she stayed with money. Like Grace Jones. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Grace Jones stayed around all the people thought she was ugly. But her ugly ass, if you think of it, she got some billionaires up on her. Mm. You know, and I like Grace Jones.
I do, too. I don't know, Tariq. I mean, I understand that, but my mindset is Fetty Wap's career is going to be 2 seconds. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really not worth, okay, maybe he's worth $5 million, but that ain't no money to support 10, 12 damn kids
to a
and
cute
longevity.
Hood rat, they don't give a shit. To a cute hood rat, that's good enough. So they can get some of them temporary checks as long as his career is hot now.
Nah.
They're getting the support, though. They're getting the checks.
But how much support are they really getting? Because he really doesn't have any tangible resources or goods. Just,
he's
really hot
now.
Oh, I just
and they're
can't.
Just going to milk that shit for what
can't.
It is.
Yeah, no, I'm so with you. Yeah.
They're going to milk it.
I agree with milking him, but I guess I'm thinking like, nah, nigga, you're not even worth nothing. And if I pop this damn kid out, I expect you to still be worth some shit.
That's
by the time the kid is like 30.
But a woman thinking that logically wouldn't have a side baby by
true.
Fetty fucking Wap,
yeah,
all right?
That's very true.
You got to think. A
who's
woman who thinks.
Who's coming up with those numbers, though?
Huh?
Who's coming up with a number? Is she coming up with a number? Or like,
she
you
came
go to
up
a lawyer
with number.
And they figure
the
out.
Lawyer,
well, you
yeah,
go to
they,
a
they
lawyer,
the
of
income.
Course, and you look at his income, you scrutinize, and then you look at her expense, and then you add 20 to that.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, girl, you know your full set only costs 20. Why are you trying to say your full set costs 200?
Exactly.
300?
And then they have all these expenses for the kid. Right. Well, my baby go to special school for the gifted. And this motherfucker can't even count. He's in football.
Right. Knowing your ass go to Massage Envy, you talking about, I need a beauty expense. Girl.
I know. They go to ICDC College. I need school expenses for myself because I had to drop out of college.
You said ICDC.
I had to drop out of ICDC, give up my education for him.
What? Westwood.
I know.
Get off the couch. What you doing?
I know. I can't take online classes no more because of Fetty. You know, fuck out of here.
I'm so done. You're right, Tariq. I guess I'm just looking like, look, he's only worth $5 million right now. And if he has 20 damn kids,
and
he's not going to take care of them
and there's,
10 years from now. It just doesn't make sense.
There's somebody to get that $5 million too.
To me, you got to make logical, calculated moves. And to me, that's just dumb as fuck. I'm sorry. That's just dumb as fuck. I'm not pushing the damn baby out my snatch for a nigga that ain't worth $2.
Exactly.
Okay,
but that's too
goodbye.
Logical. That's too logical. If you got a cute chick, an Instagram model, because that's who he gets with, really.
Yeah, Masika.
I mean, these Instagram models with hydrogelled asses. I like Masika too. But these Instagram models, you got to understand, they don't really have any talent.
Prostitutes.
Oh, I know. They be over in Dubai.
Yes.
They be in Dubai getting it in, but that Dubai money is far more. The Dubai money is drying up because Dubai, they're going down to Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
They getting them, and they down there.
Remember Buffy?
The body, yeah.
She went down there, and that's where she lived now.
In where, South America?
Dubai.
Dubai? Oh, uh-huh. Shit.
Why she disappeared?
Oh,
she
yeah. Said, I wonder what she did.
Does. She did it before everybody started hopping on doing that.
Oh, wow.
Remember, that was when video girls was like the thing.
Yeah.
And that was what, back in like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, she make money in Dubai, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
She don't, that's why you don't never hear from her. She is over there.
Gone. Exactly.
She like, uh-uh.
And
y'all niggas ain't got no money.
So that's the thing, man. So, you know, the game
but
has changed.
Do they be tricking? Like, you've been to Dubai, right?
I haven't been. I went to the Dubai airport. I just stopped by Dubai for like a few hours. And the airport looks like fucking Vegas.
Yeah,
man.
I hear that.
That,
wow.
Shit, is that shit is the most balling shit I've ever seen. They got vending machines.
Like gold coins.
Nigga, that shit looks like the airport looks like a Vegas casino. It's the most baller shit I've ever seen.
I mean, because they get people to work for them. That the citizens don't work at all. They hire people from like India.
Yeah, yeah, and other it's places
to work for them because they're so rich. They don't have to work.
Yeah, they downplay the money over
only
there.
Only the citizens, not
they,
like
they know. Ball out in Dubai.
Oh
man.
Hell yeah.
But the thing is, you know, that Dubai money is
far between.
I'm about
to get pregnant and then be 8 months pregnant and I'm going to go to Dubai and have my baby there. So my baby be a citizen. Get that check.
Sarah's going to get pregnant by McConnell.
Shut up. Don't tell me I'm going to get pregnant by a gay dude.
A bisexual baby.
I'm addicted to the boys. I'm addicted to the boys. Mama. Boys. Stop it. That's never going to happen. Never, ever.
So the baby ain't going to be bisexual. The baby's going to be deep throating his bottle.
Oh, Tariq. Oh, I can't believe you just said that. Tariq is so damn foul.
Anyway, y'all, that's it. We got to get up out of here, family. That is
it. Oh, my God.
For today's episode of Ism Radio. What are you doing this week, Chris? What you got up for this week?
My goodness. I'm going to sleep. That's what I need to do.
And what you doing, Sarah?
Oh, I'm shooting, and I told you I'm still working on my like clothing line.
Yes.
I'm doing that, and that's about it. You know?
Cool. Hey, your family, don't
keeping
forget.
It cute.
Yes, don't forget, everybody, go to the Indiegogo page for the new movie, 1804. Go to 1804movie.com. We are doing great with the crowdfunding with the new 1804 movie. We're over 50% right now, so we got like 14 days to go. That's 1804movie.com and contribute and be a part of the new 1804 movie about the Haitian Revolution, man. Great, great film. And I'm going to be over in the UK filming next week. And I still need
us with you.
Yeah, y'all got your passports?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
See?
I do.
Kristen, see?
I'm ordering mine this week.
You
I'm
get your passport so I can take y'all places,
yes,
man.
So I'm
y'all
down.
Can, so we can do the show there.
Yes, so we can do some shit in the UK because I got a big audience in the UK.
I know. We saw your little phone
yes,
they
indeed.
Came the other day.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, it was so nice. So cool. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Follow her on Instagram. What's your Instagram, sweetie?
It's the Sarah Nicole.
The Sarah Nicole.
Yes.
And Chris, what is your Instagram?
It's Kristen with an I, two I's, and then underscore montage.
There you go. Y'all know me. Yay. I'm Tariq Elite, T-A-R-I-Q-E-L-I-T-E.
Are you on there? Like, post regularly?
I post regularly. I post like once every couple of days.
I feel like you're on Twitter more.
I am on Twitter more.
Yeah, me too. I'm on Twitter more than Facebook. I hate Facebook. I think I'm getting rid of mine.
I don't like Facebook because they ban you
they
if you post.
You.
Yeah,
yeah. And then it's too many coons. Because I had Facebook since 2005 when it first came out, and I was in ninth grade. So all of my friends are from high school, and all of them are coons, and I can't stand it. And I'm like, I'm about to just delete this account.
Yeah, it's crazy. But like I was saying, man, we're filming in the UK. I still need some brothers out here. If you do sound, if you do, you know how to do live sound, if you have experience doing live sound.
Someone.
Because I talked about this on Sunday's show, and I've had a lot of brothers hit me up, but it's always some shit where,
shit.
You know, they have the experience, but they ain't got a passport. They have the experience, but they're in another city right now. They got the equipment, but they ain't got the experience. They let me hear their reel, and the shit sounds janky. Or they got the experience, they're in town, but they don't have the equipment. They got to get it from somebody. It's always some others. Yeah. If you are in, I'm gonna say it again. I'm trying to hire some motherfuckers for work. You want to work, you want to travel. If you got sound equipment, boom mics, lavalier mics, recording devices to record live sounds for movies, you're in the industry, you're out here in LA, you got a passport, and you're able to travel, I will hire your black ass, goddammit. Just email me and have your shit together.
Yeah.
Now, look what I got a Casio. I can put it in my iPhone, and then what we can do, I got a car battery, and then we can do, I don't have a passport, but I got a friend with a boat in Mexico. I can meet you in Brazil, then we can float over there, but what you're going to have to do, move some drugs for me. Bring me, it's always a whole convoluted shit. Just have your shit together. Email me at kflex4life@yahoo.com. Kflex, the number 4, life@yahoo.com. You got to have your shit together. You're ready to roll. Email me. I'll hire you and we'll chop it up. And like I said, in the UK, we're going to have to, the girls, we're going to take them over there and do something over there. We got to do something. We got
to
do.
Tariq, we have to.
No, we have
so
to.
Excited.
And I want to do something.
Been.
Yeah, it's
I've never,
you. You've been to the UK before.
No,
you gotta, it's
I haven't
nice.
Been out of the country. I told you my first trip is to Cuba. Oh, actually, I'm actually looking for a videographer and a photographer for my Cuban trip. My Cuba trip. So shout out to that.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
for
y'all,
too.
Y'all hit up Sarah if you are a photographer, videographer, and. She can pay you with sex.
Oh, my God. No.
You know that women be giving hand jobs for them photos.
Oh, my God, like, Tariq. Shit. I ought to kill you.
They be doing them beautiful Photoshops and the photo shoots. And the photographer be like, well, this is a $1,500 shoot. I'm like, really? Hand me that baby oil over there. Let's meet me in the bathroom. Oh,
never.
Let's knock this price down a little bit.
But never. Don't you dare. Don't you
no,
dare.
No, but y'all hit up. Hit Sarah up on Instagram. Is that my office?
Yeah, Instagram, okay. At the Sarah Nicole.
Yes, indeed. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night, a good day.
Bye.
And my phone is ringing here. All right.